Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
We're both here. I don't know why you can't talk. It is the Computer Corner. Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
How's that?
There you are.
More gooder. Well, I switch mics on him. And
you switch mics? How dare you?
Two turntables and a microphone. We're talking to Phil Mosby, ex-data doctor, ex-Computer
Corner.
Sounds
so bad to say ex.
Okay, former.
Yeah,
that's better.
Former's better.
How about...
in a previous life?
I'm still a data doctor in my heart.
There you go. How about retired?
That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful.
You love me. You really love me.
No, not really. It just makes good radio.
So, Phil, you're now in Wisconsin. You have celebrated your first year anniversary.
Almost on the 19th of this month.
On the 19th of this month.
First anniversary of what?
Of marriage. Of
really?
Of mariage.
Congratulations and
yes.
Stuff.
Thank you, man.
He hooked up with a sister down here in Arizona and took her to Wisconsin, I think.
Actually, she took me up here.
Okay.
This is where all our family
whatever.
Is.
One way or the other. And now you are you're doing some work for Mr. Walton? Or Mr. Walmart?
Uncle Sam himself?
Sam Walmart, dude?
I get to work on all the machines that are taken back to Walmarts and Sam's Clubs because they didn't match the carpeting or the curtains or whatever.
Whatever
what I do. That's how important I have become.
Whatever
wow.
The reason is, huh?
Yeah.
So you get to see that fabulous operating system known as Lindows, huh?
Oh, Lindows is such a...
Careful now.
Yeah, let's move on.
So you actually had a question.
Yes, I do.
Let's have it.
Well, good old Uncle Bill in his infinite wisdom being able to shove Windows XP down everybody's throat. And I'm not knocking it. It's an awesome operating system. Seems very stable. But it seems like every time he puts something out, and you guys remember this well, we were testing Windows 95 before it was released and then Windows 98. And there was always updates and service packs and things you had to deal with. Well, now they've released the service pack 2 for Windows XP. And it's supposed to handle better security, firewall, AdAware, stopping pop-ups, all that kind of thing built right into it.
I believe it toasts bread as well.
It does.
Well, yes. Only if you plug it in.
Right. But only on one side.
Right.
Right.
And the problem is...
Tastes like chicken.
The problem is they won't support it.
Yeah, because it's beta still, right?
Right. It's not still beta.
It's not full release. Well, you know what beta means.
Yeah. Better not touch it, really.
Exactly. For those of you that don't know, beta is a testing version of the software.
It's for guys like Phil to test out and learn and pull out their hair from. And then
right, you're the guinea pig, but you're not getting paid for this.
And we're not going to help you if you have a problem.
Exactly. Right.
Good luck, though. And tell us how it works out, please.
Oh!
My question to you folks is, have you heard anybody down there having a problem with Windows XP with the Service Pack 2 under heavy operating conditions?
Well Phil, let's see how we can answer that in two ways. I don't know anybody who's using it.
Oh.
Do you, Ken?
No, and, not in its... Well, I mean, you understand that the Service Pack 2 is a compilation of, like, a million patches that they've already released.
Exactly.
And then they want to throw in a bunch of other utilities.
It's
so.
Like the Plus Pack almost for free, maybe.
Yeah, the whole Swiss Army knife approach, I'm always a little leery of. Most of the critical parts of Service Pack 2 are available in non-beta form, and that's probably a safer way to go for the average, you know, public. Anytime, I mean, these utilities and these updates are always scary, but when they're all packaged together like this, I don't think I've ever, can you ever remember a full service pack going off without a hitch?
No.
Brandon?
Never.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I guess not.
Yeah, back in 1953, I believe Mr. Gates did pull it off.
A lot of times with a big one like this, my prediction is they'll have Service Pack 2, they'll put it out, and Service Pack 3 will be only a few months behind, and that's typical. They'll go through that a lot of times. Like, the first service packs usually are pretty stable, but they don't do very much. The second and third ones are usually the quick ones, and then they stop again and are stable around 4 usually. So,
yeah.
If you have multiple machines, obviously, I'd test it out on the least significant.
Or wait for a few million other people, which is only a few days' worth of time, to test it out for you.
Ah, but I'm a data doctor, and we've always been cutting edge, so we're supposed to jump in the pool and find out that it's dirty before everyone else.
Yeah, but now we do that in kind of like a little lab environment where we don't sacrifice actual machines that are people's. And
actually, in that analogy, we're up on the lifeguard chair. We're able to see that the water's kind of muddy. No reason to jump in.
But you go ahead first and tell us how it works.
Above. Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of cold in the winter up there, so you got nothing else to do, right?
No, except listen to you guys.
There you go.
I missed the show.
Hey, Phil, it was great hearing from you. Please keep in touch.
I will.
Let us know what happens in Cheeseland.
I will.
Specific to computers.
Yes.
And congratulations on your anniversary upcoming.
Thanks much.
All right.
Take care, guys.
See you, Phil.
Here's everybody. Oh, man, what a warm and fuzzy that is.
That was kind of cool.
That's bringing back memories.
See, we do reach farther than downtown Chandler.
Not much.
I told you we did. It says we should break at 27 after the hour, and it's 42 after the hour. Do you think we're late for a break, or do you think that needs to be updated?
You know what? Let's bring Adam in.
Bring Adam in? Is Adam even around?
Yeah, I think he is.
Adam. There he is. I found Adam.
And you have Adam's theme.
And somehow we're supposed to be talking about mice today, and so far we've done a very poor job of that, but that's okay, because, you know, the listeners is what we're all about.
Well, it's not like we stay on point ever. So, Adam!
Yay.
Did you hear, you weren't listening to us back in the Phil Mosby days, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Adam was a wee boy of probably 6 years old, or five, four.
Yeah, he might have been fairly young.
Yeah.
But anyway, Adam now comes to us at the ripe age of 14 to report the big doings in the technology industry.
Yes, and unfortunately I don't have any news that pertains to mice.
That's okay.
To go with the theme, but I do have... Well, let's get the obvious stuff out of the way first. There's another Internet Explorer flaw.
Say it isn't so.
I wish. Nope. Back when there were vulnerabilities that were there, that the vulnerabilities that could allow a hacker to take over your computer, there were actually two vulnerabilities. Microsoft fixed one of them. And they're just now getting on working on a patch for this second flaw.
And this is specifically you're talking about specifically about the Internet Explorer browser, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, there's been a security hole found in the Mozilla browser, too.
Great!
Which was the, like, number two most popular right behind Internet Explorer.
Yeah, Internet Explorer 96%, Mozilla 3.5%.
And people are going to say, no, Netscape is number two. Well, Mozilla is the engine behind Netscape, for the record. So.
Well, kind of, sort of.
Mostly.
Anyway. Yeah. So now, is it as bad as the Internet Explorer security problem?
It's not quite as bad. The hackers can't take over your system, but they can run programs that are already on your hard drive using a security flaw.
So my column that's about to hit the paper on Monday that says Mozilla is an alternate browser to Internet Explorer for bypassing a lot of the security issues is already outdated.
Well, they've already come up with the fix for the problem. I mean, it's not like Mozilla's coming out with 17 security patches every week or something.
Okay,
like
so we can still feel safe in telling people if they want to look for an alternate browser that Mozilla or Opera.
Yes.
Or by the way, those
or Mac operating system.
Oh yeah, there's that.
Just
huh?
Go buy a new Mac. That's the cheaper way. Sort of.
Yeah, no.
No.
yeah. Anybody that gets the newspaper, the Tribune newspaper. Is there another paper in town?
Yes.
The Tribune in the business section, you'll see my column, and also those of you that subscribe to our newsletter will get the column specifically about using an alternate browser and how a lot of security agencies are now recommending that until we get this thing under control with the Internet Explorer browser, you might want to consider using something else to view the world that is the Internet.
If you want to know Ken's recommendation, it's all in the column, and if you subscribe, you already got that in your inbox a little early.
Coolie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some old new viruses, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. Anybody remember the Lovegate worm?
Lovegate.
Yeah. The Lovegate.
The Lovegate.
Well, Lovegate.
Wasn't that a movie that Michael Keaton was in?
I wouldn't know.
No, he was in Beetlejuice.
Oh.
And nothing else that I can remember.
No, that's where he was a love broker. Night Shift. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, this old worm called a Lovegate that actually first popped up February of last year, There's new recent versions of the worm. They're calling it AE and AH, or the newest versions. They've already gone into the double digits of letters, I guess you could call it that.
29 variations or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
It uses uses the same vulnerability that was exploited by the blaster worm.
So really, as long as you've kept your stuff updated and protected, you shouldn't be affected by this latest version, right?
Right.
I mean, it's taking advantage of something really old.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone listening to the Computer Corner should definitely be up to date on their Windows updates.
Yeah.
And so you shouldn't have to worry about this particular vulnerability.
That came in louder than I thought it would.
Wow, that's a lot louder.
Oh, yeah.
Adam, my friend.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you next week. It's Adam, 14-year-old wonderkin from downtown Glendale, reporting every week here on the Computer Corner.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more of your calls, your questions, 602-277-5827. We're also going to get to some email, like Don, who has a browser hijack problem.
Woo-hoo!
More Computer Corner when we come back right after this.
With Claire, there goes the Spider-Man.